dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun, wonderful, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And I am your host, John Overall. And I am here to discuss and have some fun. And, well, we are in our midlife crisis. We have hit episode 40. Holy smokes, hard to believe I'm at episode 40. I can't believe I'm doing this for 40 weeks now. Well, pretty much 40 weeks, at any rate. I know I'm a little late getting this one out. It's been a couple of weeks, but I've got a list of excuses a mile long if you want to hear them. No one wants to hear them? Oh, well. I'll give you a couple of them anyway. One of them, well, I've been pretty busy the last couple of weeks. It's fantastic. The problem with is being busy is that I don't often have fun to do all or time to do all the fun stuff that I want to do, which of course is this fantastic podcast so I can get it out to you, my wonderful listeners out there who just love to hear about what I have to say. And in this episode here, I've got a couple of things to discuss. One of them being a little bit about the effing hackers out there on the web. Man, those guys there have cost me a fortune in time this last couple of weeks. Really a big pain in the rumpus. But I had, because of them, I've discovered a fantastic plugin which is going to be the focus of this episode. This episode we're going to be focusing on a plugin that will help you to manage and maintain and monitor the files in your system. That way, if something happens to your WordPress site, you've got it all under control. One easy peasy thing. So, first off, my little rant. I am just so choked about the hackers. Yes, I am still choked about them. They were a pain in the neck again today on a different site. Last week or the week before, somewhere around the beginning of this month, I guess it was last week, one of my client's sites was compromised, and that was through an inherited site of mine. I didn't actually do the theming on it, but the theme had a minor flaw in it somewhere that they managed to get in there and plant a backdoor, basically, and it was one hell of a backdoor. But what was I found amusing is when I did find the code and I was reading through the code, in one of their files they had this. This file is protected by copyright law and provided under license. Reverse engineering of this file is strictly prohibited. That's from the hackers who have just violated all my copyrights and protections. You gotta love it, right? The irony there is just, oh, it's just so full. So, at any rate, I was actually fighting them. I was on the site, I was deleting files as fast as they were putting them in, because we couldn't figure out how they were getting in there. It was like, we spent 5 hours between me and my techs and everybody tracking this SOBs down. And when we finally found it, it was the most insidious hack I had seen. And this is something to be aware of and something to check out. What they had done was, first, they had screwed with the htaccess file and made a minor change in it that was completely overlooked no matter how many times I looked at it. And what happened was it would redirect. Anytime there was a 401 error, it would redirect to the back door. And what they did with this back door was they replaced the 401.php page inside the themes folder. So that was where they put the back door, was in that 401.php file. And it was just insidious. And how I finally found that little piece of information was, one of the things that I have discovered that hackers love to do with their code is they love to use the term base64 in there. So you download all the files from the website and then you do a search for base64 in all those files, and then you look for the base64 ones that don't belong, and you will find any hacked files quick enough. But of course, how we finally got them shut down was we killed the htaccess file just on a whim, thinking there's got to be something here. As soon as we killed that, they were no longer able to get in, and then I was able to search and destroy and find the hack. And then I went through the system with a fine-tooth comb looking for anything further. All in all, it wasted about 6 to 8 hours of my life because we were fighting them live, and it just chokes me because that was 6 to 8 hours of productive time wasted to the freaking hackers out there. May they all burn in hell, because I'm certain there's a specific spot in hell reserved just for them where they can hang by their toenails until their nads fall off. So anyway, that's my rant about that. And what was irritating was I found another one here, and this was on a different server. To keep this in mind, this wasn't even the same server. They tried the same thing on another site, only this time they came in through the WP Super Cache, and it must have been something happened because that program had been on this site for about a year and it had no problems. So there must have been something there that was overlooked. I couldn't figure it out. But anyway, I just pulled that plugin, removed it from the site, plugged the hole, fixed the htaccess file, put it back. And what they were doing, these assholes, they were redirecting it to an effing zip file of some sort, and which, of course, that zip file wasn't on my server. It was being held off-site somewhere, so it was run through a bunch of code and everything to get to it. So anyway, those are some things to look for. But what we're going to do is this plugin I'm going to cover tonight is going to help you immensely with helping to solve this problem and keeping on top of it. It helped me to keep on top of what was happening while I was fighting these hackers live, and I'll explain that when we get to it. I have to excuse me there. Now, what I want to also get onto and talk about is, well, they say when it rains, it pours. Well, it's been freaking pouring for me lately, and not that I'm complaining. I am not complaining because I had a very long dry spell where I had just a little bit of piece work here and there. Right now, I've got enough work to where I've put my clients on a 2-week waiting list before I can even begin their project, which I'm actually thoroughly kind of loving. I've actually never been in this position before, and it's actually kind of cool when you can sort of look at a job and go, do I really want to do that? And you go, I don't have to do that because I don't need the money. Holy smokes, I don't have to take low-end jobs or clients that can lead to difficult times. I don't have to do that. That's sweet. You gotta love that. So anyway, that was one of my main excuses for why I hadn't got my podcast out on time. I've just been buried in work. And of course, work making a dollar takes precedence over everything else. And I've got to do that. Got to pay the bills, put the roof over the head, bring in the groceries, you know, the usual. Something everyone has to do. So that would be my rant for this evening. And I think I did forget something in my intro, and that is I'm here off on my lonesome all over again. And it's not that Laura's abandoned me completely. She just, her life is even busier than mine between the work I'm giving her to do and her family life. She just a little tired and hasn't had time to do the research necessary to keep the podcast up, so. And lately, I've been trying to do the plugins I've been wanting to do, but, I keep running into plugins that are new and being built into my sites that I do, so those are the plugins I get to cover. And they could be quite useful for y'all. And in particular, this last one, WordPress File Monitor. Fantastic plugin. So, shout-outs this week. Yes, I have one shout-out this week, and it's going out to the guys at Event Espresso. Seth, Chris, thank you guys. You guys' support this past week while I've been in development with my client has been immensely helpful. Your support has just been fantastic. When we ran into a glitch with your wonderful plugin for events, managing events calendar, you guys were on the ball, and within a short period of time, you were able to provide me with everything I needed to move through that problem. I'm immensely happy with you guys. I can't say enough for these guys. If you need an event calendar of any sort, Event Espresso is the one to use. You can try out their free one. It'll give you what you need for some basic stuff, but if you really want a plugin to manage and deal with events on a large scale, you want Event Espresso. This plugin is fantastic. So, come out, check it out, guys. News. World of Warcraft, World of WordPress news. Yeah, I haven't even played Warcraft in weeks. Holy smokes, you can tell I haven't been doing a whole hell of a lot when I haven't even been able to go play Warcraft, because I really miss that, getting in there and slashing, hacking stuff, you know. Just crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy. So, World of WordPress news this week. I don't have a lot. I have one article that I found was very important. And this is an article most of you WordPress users out there will have already found out about this. But in case you haven't, there's a zero-day flaw in WordPress themes. And what that is in the Tim Thumb plugin, which is used in numerous themes and as a separate standalone plugin, there turned out to be a flaw that was used to allow for an injection. And that injection is what's causing a lot of hacked sites these days. So there's a nice article in here. You might want to follow it, check it out. And if you have that on your site, either kill the Tim Thumb, update it, find out if your theme developer's got an update for you. Do whatever you need to do to get it all worked out and squared away. So what else do we got? We have a list of plugins for you today. I actually have two plugins I want to cover. The first one I want to cover is very brief and simple. For the most part, don't know if everyone else there, I've probably talked about Gravity Forms before in a past podcast. I'm fairly certain I did. If I didn't, I should cover it again. Gravity Forms, fantastic plugin for doing the forms on your website. So far, I have used it for building some amazing forms and doing some amazing stuff with it. And this past week, I was able to do something even more amazing. They have a plugin that you can get if you've got the premium or developer's license, which I highly recommend you get. And that plugin is for PayPal. You can integrate PayPal right into the form. And what you can do is you can set the form up for someone to order something, such as a subscription. I used it on one of my client's sites that has an online magazine, but they also have a print publication that people subscribe to. So we used it to create a form so people could subscribe to the print publication and pay for it immediately online via PayPal. Excellent thing. It worked like a hot damn. Fantastic. They even have it integrated with the PayPal sandbox. You can make sure it's all working fine and it's streaming through perfectly. I highly recommend it. Go get it. Gravity Forms, PayPal plugin. Very sweet. You got to check it out. Now, for the fun one. This one here, this is called WordPress File Monitor. This WordPress File Monitor plugin. How this plugin works, you load it up, set the settings. They're pretty basic, very simple settings. Once you set them, what it does is it scans through your files right away and it looks for anything out of the ordinary. And it tags it, and it either gives you a warning in the administration area in the back end if you've got it set for that, and or it sends you an email immediately. You can set it to scan those files hourly, twice a day, daily, and weekly. You know, if you're having some issues, I suggest like I did. I had it scanning hourly. Especially when I was working through, as I said, we put this plugin on during the hack so I could monitor the file system, and I was checking it every 10 minutes. I was for, because you can automatically have it do a manual scan, and I was doing it every 10 minutes, and this is how I was catching. They'd put the file in, I'd catch them immediately, so I'd get a list of any files that were changed, and I could go in, remove those files, and then continue searching for their hack. Fantastic plugin. I have now started to install it on every one of my WordPress sites, and I'm going to have it on every one of my WordPress sites. It's minor amounts of overhead. It checks your files on a regular basis. It sends you notices, and what I do suggest is you have a specialized email just for the notices. And when you get those notices, you go look, see if the file's important. It might be something that you did. I mean, I've noticed it when I do my updates. It sends me a notice and tells me all the files that I updated. And I'm like, yep, I expected all those to be updated and changed because I just updated a bunch of plugins. And that there is one of the best reasons for using this plugin. This plugin here, it's well-maintained. its last update was about 15 days ago, give or take. So these boys are taking very good care of it. It's a very good plugin. I'm going to be kicking them some money. I highly recommend if you use it, kick them some money, because this thing here is so sweet and saves you so much time, and it can be such a lifesaver to your website if you do get hacked, because you'll know within a very short period of time that there's files on your site that don't belong, or files on your site that got changed and should not have been changed, because it monitors not only files that are new, files that are deleted, but files that are changed. So it monitors everything for you. It just does a fantastic job. This plugin, can't say enough about it. So you got to go check it out, put it on your site, start monitoring your system, keep it up to date. That's pretty much everything I have for this week. So this is actually a pretty short podcast. We don't have a whole lot to ramble on about this week. It's just one of those weeks where not a whole lot is happening, and what else can I say? I tried. I can't say it. Not a lot is happening. I've been very, very busy. Not a lot I can cover in my podcast this week, but I did want to have something out there for my fan base. I know there's one or two people out there that actually listen on a regular basis, and for that, I thank you, folks. It is very much appreciated. Please keep coming back. Please tell your friends about it. Please let me know what's happening. I do have a couple of requests out there. If you are a plugin developer, send me a line. Drop me a line. I would love to interview you. I would love to check out your plugins. I probably am going to try and interview the guys who did this plugin here, because they really deserve a lot of credit and they really deserve a lot more promotion. So the other thing I'm looking for is, I'm not sure if Laura's going to make it back to the show or not. She just might have her life too busy to keep back and stay in the show for a while. And I would really like, if you, someone out there was interested in co-hosting with me, send me a line and I'll be happy to talk to you on Skype and find out if you are compatible with our wonderful show here. So at any rate, that would be the WordPress plugins from A to Z this week. Thank you all for listening. Much appreciated. And we've got a whole lot that is just really strange here today. Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley, get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com, and you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there, so don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. And I thought it would be nice to carry out this tune and let you all hear it in its entirety.
A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal. Now there is but one catch, we dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin to lunch. Now he's no other choice, so the deal we'll respect. We can't help but wonder and pause to reflect.
Dragons.
And virgins.
Oh, right, and virgins.
Yeah. Dragons. Virgins. The physics alone just boggles the mind.
Huh?
Oh, just kidding. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? Do you savor them, slowly gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? I'd like to be shed you, and many have tried, but no one can get through your thick, scaly hide. We hope that someday some brave knight will come by, cause I can't wait around here, too fat to fly. Now you have such good taste in your women, for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure. But your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecued wench.
Mine too.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? You savor them slowly, gulping down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now I found a solution, it works out so neat. You insist on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? Do you savor them slowly, up and down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Dragon, please listen to me, for I misunderstood to a dreadful degree. The psychology needs me, and I know me place, but I'm fighting extinction with all of me race. Well, I came to this village to better me health, which is ever so poor despite all me wealth. But I get no assistance and no sympathy. Should pertinent questioning shouted at me. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not with me. Favorite snack into perilous pot. Me teeth with a K and me trim go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Kind almost all of the year. Vegetarian ways are now mine out of fear. But a birth means sweets, I'm sure you'll agree. And barbecued wench tastes like candy to me. As it happens, our interests are almost the same. You see, I'm really quite skillful at managing game. If I ate just your men, would your exes decline? Of course, not the rest would just make better time. Yes, virgins tastes better than those who are not with me. Favorite snacks with perilous fuck. Me teeth with a K and me trim got a pot. Yes, virgins tastes better than those who are not. Babies a woman can bear has limits, and that's why pruning's done there. And an orphan's a sad sight, and so when I munch, I'm careful to eat only virgins for lunch. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not with me. Favorite snacks, perilous front. My teeth will decay and me trim go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. My favorite snacks, perilous front. My teeth will decay and me trim go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. My favorite snacks, perilous front. My teeth will decay and me trim go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. My favorite snacks, better than those who are not. My favorite snacks, perilous front. My teeth will decay and me trim go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those. Those are not. I've heard you better than those are not. I saw three emergencies. What? My team's looking at my team. I've heard you better than those are not.